section86.com. We're changing the world of podcasting one show at a time.
Right where we left off.
Oh, okay.
So it's
how does
it awesome.
NWO theme song go again?
Just like that. Exactly.
Coming to you live from Wagga Wagga, Australia. Nope.
No, we're good.
Oh, we're good?
Yeah.
It is IWIBB.
Dibidastinda.
On tonight's show.
We can start over.
Yeah, let's start over.
Okay.
That sucks.
Wagga Wagga.
Why didn't I hear anything?
Because you weren't talking into the mic. That mic, you got to own it. I gave you.
You gotta get up on it.
You gotta take that
get
mic.
Down
and
on
show
it.
That mic that it is your
get
mic.
Get down on it.
You're my mic
exactly
now.
That.
Everybody own your mic.
You gotta be like Mike.
Magic Mike.
Can you see him dancing? God, I would love to see that.
Coming to you live from Wagga Wagga, Australia. It's IBWIP. On tonight's show, fan feedback. Cause I said so. What's up in E-Smoke? An interview with minor league baseball coach Otis Benoit and how to springerize your home with your co-hosts, Big E, intern Heather, and me, Locks of Love Jason. And now your host, Blake Clayton.
Hello, folks, and welcome to IBWIP episode 191. God, we're itching closer and closer, aren't we?
So close.
So close.
So close. We're so far away from it. If you think about it.
Nine away from it. Away from it. Yeah. That's almost 10.
Almost 10?
Mm-hmm. Almost.
11.
Almost, what? Well, like two less than 11, but yeah, almost 11 too.
We're gonna be there. We're gonna get there.
We'll get there.
And I'm getting excited about it. Welcome to the show, everybody.
We just can't hide it.
My name is Blake Clayton, the podcasting god. Do you think there's a sense of arrogance making you guys do that every time?
It's your sense of arrogance that drives us to do it.
Does
that make sense?
We just feed off of it.
Okay. Good.
We suckle at your arrogant tit.
Ooh.
Tot.
Mm-hmm.
Tit, tot, tit, tot. Is that the lift?
One of
right
us
one?
Doesn't get one.
Tot. He's got a superfluous nipple. There's plenty for all.
Good to know.
Who the fuck knows what superfluous means? Jesus Christ.
Jason does.
It's a third
that
nipple,
guy
man.
All you need to know is we all have a nip.
We're all nipping it at some point or another.
Mm-hmm.
All right, first, my first co-host was instrumental in the creation of the sitcom Bosom Buddies. Bosom Buddies was an American sitcom starring Tom Hanks and Peter Scorial. Scolari. It ran from 1980 to 1982 on ABC and in reruns in the summer of 1984 on NBC. How do they do that? How do they buy a show from one company? How does that happen?
It's impossible to say.
The show features the misadventures of two single men working in creative advertising, struggling in their industry while disguising themselves as women in order to live in the one apartment they could afford.
Yep.
Gender stereotypes and male-female interpersonal relationships were frequently the themes. Let's welcome Locks of Love, Jason!
Thank you.
So that's the apartment that you lived in? When you were younger?
Well, there is a quick story about that. Uh-huh. I will say in the late 70s, I was going through what many of us at this table were going through at that time, sexual ambiguity. I would walk the streets of major metropolitan areas dressed from head to toe in drag, not knowing what to do. Then one night, I was staring into a rain puddle, as I often did, and I thought, there's got to be a buddy comedy starring young Tom Hanks in here somewhere. Then 2 weeks later, Bosom Buddies was greenlit.
And you like bosoms, so...
Oh yeah, well, I should preface everything by saying... Big fan of bosoms.
His mom had him in a pink onesie at that time.
Oh, yeah.
Hey.
Good. All right. Some would say that Hillary Clinton is the most influential woman in America today. But we here at IBWIP beg to differ.
Big difference.
Wait for it.
Mm-hmm.
We think that our co-host should be at the top of the list as well. Let's welcome to the show, intern Heather.
Hello, yay. Hello.
Holler if you hear me.
Just as influential as Hillary Clinton.
That's you.
Lori, Holly, and Hannah will all attest.
Montana?
They're the three my female listeners.
Oh, yeah.
I was in that promo video, and they've all bought that shirt by now. So
nice.
And you have a pantsuit club that you're the member
ooh,
of.
Ooh, yes.
Right, you're leading that club, and all three of them bought pantsuits?
Mm-hmm. And we all put it in the back of our closet and never wore it again, just like me.
Awesome. Well, hey, Heather, I really tried the last two episodes to give you a proper introduction because you were so pissed off. Your facial expressions were so pissed off in the last two.
I
looked into your eyes, and this is what I heard. You uncreative bastard.
I heard I seen it through my earbuds.
Right.
Wow.
I seen it through.
People wrote in and said, how can you be so rude to...
Resting bitch face, man.
Resting bitch face, man.
Whoa. Okay.
That's a great superhero, isn't it?
Yeah.
All right. Our
make people uncomfortable into leaving. Like, our guest, what are you even doing? Sorry. Okay, sorry.
Our guest co-host for this evening has refused to follow the IBWIP facial hair policy, which specifically states, IBWIP recognizes that the presentation of its employees in the workplace contributes to a professional environment and the public image that has contributed to the success of IBWIP. Therefore, IBWIP expects employees to be well-groomed and professional in appearance when coming to work and engaging in work-related tasks with customers, clients, and colleagues. But then again, neither Jason nor I can grow a beard so thick, full, and luscious, so maybe it's basically just comes down to jealousy.
I choose not to.
Let's welcome Big E.
There's a lot of beard hatred.
Well, let's just say that you have so much beard, just give us a little bit.
Yeah, I would.
But what's stopping you?
I can't.
Give me the beard, or give me death.
Patrick Henry said that, right?
And his his work policies, zero fucks are given.
Ooh, right.
I give all kinds of fucks. I give all kinds of fucks because...
On my end.
Oh, on everybody's
zero
end.
Fucks are given on
you give... Okay. He gives you fucks?
No.
I give zero fucks.
I gives him fucks. He doesn't give me fucks. I give him fucks.
You know, you get fucks.
There's all kinds of...
You get fucks from Blake.
I get
Jesus,
fucked.
There's so much fucking going on here.
It's a virtual Scarface in here. Speaking
say hello to my little friend.
Speaking of bitches.
Right. Speaking of bitches. Speaking of all these fucks we're talking about.
I give three fucks, by the way.
You know who else gives some fucks? Some fans.
Fan feedback.
Fans give fucks? Fan fucks.
We didn't get to do All Man.
We did All Man.
We did that. We talked about how we did it and how we were all a part of it and how we were all suckling on his bosoms. Right. Yes.
Look, I think we're at max cap for fucks, so let's calm down.
All right,
so we're going to do a little bit of fan feedback. Do you think, Blake, that we need an opening for this?
I can just do one off the cuff real quick.
Hit it. Fan feedback.
Very rarely does anyone write in, so these might seem a little odd. If you don't like our fan feedback, email us at iblake@ibwip.com.
All right, this first one comes from Tiny Tim from London's East End. Oh, boy, a little love for Tiny Tim. You've obviously found an intern to read the news and provide a woman's point of view in Heather, but are you looking to take on an engineering intern to run the boards during the show?
Yes.
And would that person receive college credit? That's a good question. That is a good question.
Yes, and I've talked once we got Heather in here and I realized how good she was and how we were going to have to throw her out and like I would have to have some awkward way of telling her no. Once I realized that didn't have to happen, then my sights set on someone to do all this shit.
And you're referencing the computer. You're waving your hands
in front
of the computer.
This shit. The computer, the boards, the iPod, the board.
Everything.
I don't want to do it anymore. I don't want to do it. I want someone to come in and do it for free.
You're the host of the show. It's your job to keep everything moving. You don't have time for all this shit.
I don't have time.
Who
has time for all this shit?
Here's what's going to happen. One of two things. Either I'm just not going to say anything during the show anymore.
No, we're not
and just
doing that.
Monitoring the stuff.
No,
or I'm going to find somebody to do it, and I'll just be super, super funny because a lot of people right now are like, "Hey, Blake, you're really not the funniest part of the show," and it's true.
I do get that a lot. I hear that a lot.
Fuck you.
I think you're a lot of fun, Blake.
You don't have to toot my horn. All right,
you're a lot of fun. Fun.
A lot of phlegm. Not anymore.
I would say Tiny Tim. Send us your resume. I think we could probably.
Yes, definitely. I would love. And I know you're in London. It's East End of London, but we can Skype.
Sure, somehow. Why not?
Skype to control the equipment.
Skype. You could Skype the soundboard.
Oh yeah, Skype the soundboard. The all the camera angles and stuff that nobody watches.
If they can put Tupac on the stage as a hologram, then sure as hell we have Tiny Tim operate the boards from East London.
I mean, Michael Jackson came out with a CD when he was dead.
That's right.
We have exactly. We have the technology.
Yeah. We can rebuild it.
If you we want you to run the technology, technically, so it'd be preferable if you were around here. But Tiny Tim, you're welcome to apply.
Fuck yeah.
Maybe he's got like a Tiny Jeff. It's his nephew or something. Tiny Jeff, that's his nephew.
That sounds right. Tiny Jeff, that's his nephew.
do you want to read one?
Hit it.
We have so many of these. We have a plethora. Peggy from Portland, Maine writes, I will admit that when my boyfriend made me listen to IBWIP, I wasn't very impressed. It seemed to me that you seem to be a big sausage fest. But since you have started to have intern Heather on the show, she has brought in she's brought it. I'm sorry, you've brought it.
I was like, I didn't bring anything with you've me.
You've brought the proverbial heat.
You've brought it and represented the ladies in awesome fashion. Please don't corrupt her like the rest of you sick bastards. Oh, well, Heather, thank you for bringing it. I'm glad you brought it and keep.
It's been brought. And it's bringing. It's brung. It's brought. It's and you've continuing been to served. Be served.
You've been serving up laughs like. Never mind.
Like cream puffs.
It was gonna
like cream puffs at a fancy dinner party at the West End of London.
Hey.
I think it's too late though for you, Heather. I think that like the people who weren't immediately killed by those bombs dropped on Japan.
Hiroshima?
Hiroshima, Nagasaki. Hiroshima. The people on the outskirts who weren't immediately killed were probably pretty affected by radiation.
Are you saying I'm a nuclear blowout victim?
I think what's happened to you is you've been Trauma around bill. Us once or twice, and you were permanently altered. So we have already corrupted you.
Do you think we've corrupted you at all? Or do you think that maybe you've just, you know?
I mean,
yeah.
Sometimes I think I was corrupted already.
Okay.
Corrupt from birth?
Other times, I don't think I've ever said cunt on the internet before, so there's that.
Hey. Everyone gets
again,
one.
Yeah.
All up in that cunt.
All right, Jason, you have another one?
I got a couple here.
And then I think this is, Heather's got one.
Again. I've got one, yeah.
But let's get Jason to do his.
Okay.
Amy Farrah Fowler from Pasadena, California writes, I am so glad to hear a consistent, intelligent female voice on the show that isn't a character or a stereotype. So my question is for Heather. How long until you ditch these bozos?
Ooh.
A lot of Heather-centric questions.
Yes. I know.
A lot of Heather love.
I know.
Who is
Thank it? You, everyone out there, first off. But no, I'm not going to ditch these bozos.
You could have said these guys. These
I know, but bozos is a fun name, too. Right?
I'm a bozo, so I'll take it.
A bozo. And that's just like when you have the three cups behind each other in beer pong. But
and you're
no,
playing
yeah.
for Archer's cookies.
I can't
cookies.
Think about it, but I might move up to a new podcast in the next. Probably like 8 months. So, really?
Is a different one? Are you gonna start your own?
No,
start your own
no.
Or just go to a different one?
Of course not.
Because I'm thinking, hey, in 8 months.
No, I'm enjoying this.
She's probably gonna be tired of us in 8 months anyway. So you know, it might be. A good time.
I was tired of it after 8 months.
I was tired of it after a week.
Like, what am I doing?
Right.
I will never get tired of it.
Why did I just?
I'm a trooper.
Spend thousands and thousands of dollars on these t-shirts.
Anyway. I have thoroughly enjoyed every moment doing this. For reals, though. Just to be real.
Are we being real up in
there? I'm putting my heart on my sleeve. Like,
oh, don't put your heart on your sleeve. What was
that thing? How did the heart on the sleeve thing? That barf. Was my date, if I had my heart on my sleeve or something.
Oh, that was Valentine's Day.
Yeah. I remember that.
Yep.
See, I listen. Honestly listen to this show.
That's why I said it, because I was trying
and that's
to make
the only
sure.
thing bad about having Scott on is he's our only listener, and so when he's on, he's like, I know what happened.
That's what's bad about
but
having
I still
you on,
listen.
If that's the worst thing about you being on, then that's pretty good.
Is anybody here at the table bilingual?
I'm bilingual.
Prove it.
God, is there anything you don't do?
Jeez.
Anal.
Blake was thinking.
Come on. Don't,
but,
just do it once.
Don't count it out. Don't count it out. It's not that bad.
Haven't been interested to count it in. But Diego from Boise, Idaho writes,
Estee Lauder.
Forgot it. I did. I got distracted by the makeup reference. So, este espectáculo es una mierda gilipollas racistas.
That sounds awesome. That sounds
which
awesome.
By using Google Translator, I found out means this show sucks, you racist assholes.
Oh, it sounded just.
Why I know, gila puyos.
Why would
we ass, which is
pulling assholes? Ass. Yeah, sounded like assholes. Pulling ass.
Why would we include
guys,
that? If
like
it was
you guys
negative?
Pull so much ass.
I will
really much better.
We're including negative and positive. We just don't want to stroke our egos. Like if somebody has a negative, like that hoo ha that doesn't like vape pens.
Well, I am all about stroking egos.
I'm all about stroking something. I call mine ego.
That's pretty weird. Blake, this question I think you're going to be able to answer here.
Someone should name their cat Ego because then they can stroke their cat. Sorry, keep going.
They'll just be able to look straight at their cat and say, you are a living punchline.
Intern Heather's last episode.
Okay, yeah, but this last piece of fan feedback, I think Blake has your name all over it. I mean, despite it's not you that wrote the fan feedback, but you'll be able to answer it. Eric Sharpley from Shaker Heights, Ohio writes, with your 200th episode on the horizon, what can we expect from what will surely go down in history as an IBWIP stravaganza? Good question.
Yeah, we were talked about it, just touched on it, like just, you know, the first time you touch each other, just do it nice and soft just to see where things are going.
Test it out.
Yeah, you know,
see what everyone's cool with.
We're not going straight to the butthole right off the bat because Heather's. Not down.
Straight beholing.
And you need to find out, are they down with a sickness or not? We are going to do a live show. Like we're going to be on a stage facing a crowd of seven people.
A crowd of our peers.
Two to seven.
Basically, everybody that's on the show is going to be in the crowd, and we're just taking turns.
Two to seven pairs.
We'll rotate going up on stage.
Right.
I'm going to stand in front of the stage with my arms crossed.
Yeah, because you never know.
I'm the security.
There could be chicks just flocking.
Chicks,
to get Heather's autograph.
Chick dudes.
I could bring my whole set of chicks that I'm keeping in my incubator.
Dude chicks.
All sorts of chicks flocking.
Bring them in.
It'll be so
bring
cute.
We'll love them.
Guys with three testicles.
We have four bands going to play. Whiskey Chaser's Alter Ego.
And that is
solo.
Anchors Away.
No, it's changed. There's something else he's doing.
He's a gin chaser.
He's doing something special, and I'm not ready to announce it.
Can confirm it's not Shadows Inc. and it's not what was the other Anchors? What is it? Anchors
Away.
Anchors Abroad. Here come the Anchors.
But he's going to do a solo set.
But there's something else under a different moniker.
Yes.
Oh wow.
Flannel Mouth is going to play.
Cool. Are you in that band?
Yeah.
You part of that, Jason? Promoting for it.
Jason's the manager.
Part of what?
Flannel Mouth.
That's the band's gonna play.
I formed them, yeah.
And then Event Horizon is gonna play, and then night off, Brett Conlin, the Heartland Heartthrob.
I haven't even met the Heartland Heartthrob.
You will love Brett.
Listen to so much about it.
You can't just not cuddle up next to him and say, I have never seen anybody give as many Snapchat pictures of him drinking in the shower. Is that guy? But
that's a lot to say to him.
But we're gonna do
right when you cuddle up.
We're gonna do a live show and everything, and it's gonna be awesome.
We gotta get Brett back in here.
It's gonna be a thing.
We do. We have to get Brett back.
Can
on
we get
the show.
Him back in before?
We'll have to talk to. Listen to this. When I was trying to book the show, his writer that he sent us, like all the things he has to have.
What kind of M&Ms?
Oh, M&Ms is the last thing.
That's the least of our worries, the brown
M&Ms.
There's
midgets and all kinds of crazy stuff.
Oh, my Lord.
So we're going to do a huge show. We're going to do all your favorite bits. Who is you's probably not going to be one of them.
If we're doing all the favorite bits, the show will potentially be 8 minutes long.
Exactly. So looking forward to it. We're going to do some a shirt pre-sale. We got a special logo.
Sweet merch for sale. A lot of booze, a lot of good music, a lot of good fun.
And you know what? If you're a single guy and you're going to be there, Jason's a single guy.
Yeah.
It's a long night.
Let's make something happen.
Let's do this.
Let's make it a night we won't soon forget.
I like to. There's a lot of
those. I never forget when I'm with Jason.
Never forget 9/11.
Will be yours. The only thing that creeps me out about that is when he says, "Put your tiny hand in mine," and I just think it's child. It drives me crazy.
He's a kid.
He's a
that's
kid.
Below the age.
It's not. It's part of Brett's writer. It's a midget.
Right. This is the "Cause I Said So" segment, and it's where this is the first time when we've done it with Heather, but
and me.
And Scott, we talk a little bit about parenting situations, what we would do. And Heather, we thought to ourselves, this would be good for
a great parent,
an outsider What would you do? We've already been tainted.
As someone who has openly talked about being on some crazy birth control method,
that's what I was going to say.
I should be prepared.
I was going to bring it up.
You may not have a child in your near future, but you will most definitely have a child, I'd say within the next 9-10 months.
Why ixnade on that
why don't you guys talk about that for just a few moments? Do you mind talking about it for a few moments?
I don't mind at all. No. So basically, I chickened out.
Oh, you didn't do it?
No, I didn't do it. It was terrifying.
I bet.
The day before, I was like thinking about it, and I was
listening to the show, and even you were talking about how not sketchy it was. I was like, this is fucking sketchy.
You know what? I'm sure it wasn't like in a sketchy sense, in the sense of like, these are people who are wanting to hurt me. I don't think so.
No,
right. But in the sense, like, I could be given placebo for all right. I know, you know, and that's something that they'll basically, like, tell me about and make me sign. I have to sign to say that it's okay if that happens.
Now, they're saying
it's okay
that
if a baby comes out of my body.
You have to have sex one time a month, is that right?
Just one time a month. And that was, like, I don't know. I was so full of false bravado when we went over that the first time.
I'm going to ask an awful question, and I don't mean this horribly at all, but if it's a birth control and it's kind of you're a guinea pig, and they want you to have sex once a month, is the guy supposed to unload in you?
I mean,
is
that that's
I didn't
like,
even think. You know what? I'm gonna be honest. I didn't think about that. I just assumed they were gonna allow me to have my normal sex thing. But that, like,
your normal sex thing,
which is no, thank you. Do not put that.
Okay,
inside.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I didn't
put a garbage bag
makes sense,
on
right?
top
that,
of you.
That's not an awful question. That's a legitimate question.
That's
right?
such a legitimate question.
Because if they're trying to test out their thing, okay. I didn't know. Maybe
you know what? I didn't even think about that question, and so I'm glad that I didn't do it on top of that question you just brought up, which I really
didn't. Because you would have been in there and been like, well, you know you got to let him go in you. And you're like,
see, I've never let anyone do that ever.
And you'll be like, well, I already cashed the check. And
she wasn't ready.
I got to let people cash checks in me. Like,
oh, I guess I am a little disappointed because I was really hoping to be a grandfather.
Oh,
wow. I wanted to be an uncle.
Next time, I suppose.
Weird Uncle Blake's vaping again.
No, so, but this, thank you for stalling time.
Johnny, I don't want to try the tsunami flavor anymore.
Tsunami.
That's your grandson's friend, Johnny. Or no, your grandson's friend, Tim, who's telling your son, grandson, Johnny. That
is this a scenario you just built in your head
your
and now explain to us?
Exactly.
Okay, now we pause for an edit point. We're cutting all this shit out.
Okay.
Anyway, George Michaels.
Great song.
But he's
because
I said so. So it's so basically parenting situations that come up. We have listeners that are parents, and we recently had a situation here, and I was talking to Jason about it, and he's like, "This is perfect. Let's do it." I was like, "That sounds pretty damn good." as most of you know, we had Eli on the show recently, not too far back, and he brought in his new hamster, him and Garrett's new hamster.
Sir Hamps-a-Lot.
Lady Hamps-a-Lot.
Lady dies a lot? Oh, I'm sorry, what was it?
Yes. Well, the hamster did pass away last week.
I heard she was a mean bitch anyway.
She was a mean bitch. Ow. She's a mean bitch. She fucks up. No, anyway.
She bites so bad.
She bites so bad.
I'll overfeed her and kill her.
She died, yeah.
Yeah. The cause of death... I am not a vet by any means, but I believe it was overdosed on yogurt treats. So I kind of wanted to talk about, because, you know, a kid at 7 or 8 years old hasn't had a lot of experience with death, doesn't really understand death. And some of us as adults probably don't deal with death well either. And then we have to be parents and try to sculpt our child to be better at it than us. And so we had to, you know, sit there and say, okay, Eli, your hamster's dead. You know, your $13 hamster died.
Who discovered that?
Molly went up to went up to feed it. And
the yogurt?
Some more yogurt. Let's shove some more yogurt treats in this guy's mouth.
Clog its arteries.
And it wasn't moving. She came down.
Tried CPR for a half hour first.
I went up and assessed the situation. It wasn't moving. And it was dead. And Eli was standing there when I was testing it, so there was no hey, no. And so we went through the process. We got a box, a little small box. We put the bedding in it. We put some of its favorite toys in it, and it was asked, "Hey, can we bury this? I'm not going to go and dig a hole for a hamster. Okay, I've done it for cats. I've done it for dogs.
Is that the line there, cat? Anything?" Anything below on what you consider the scale of a cat, anything
you
below
that.
You
value a cat's life more than a hamster's life.
Very much so. Yeah. So I said, well, we're going to put him in the dumpster. And the look on Eli's face was of shock and
what?
Disgust. Like, you
monster!
You hell of a shit of a man. Why are we? I was like, hey, we're not going to just toss him in there. I'll set him into the dumpster. And I said, because he's like, well, why don't we set him outside the dumpster? And I said, well, because then a raccoon's going to come and eat him. And that, Eli, as we were going out, as we were getting ready to take the box outside, Molly was taken out, and Eli says, can we say a prayer? And I was like, I hope he doesn't turn and look at me and say, Blake, you know, could you? And the 7-year-old boy put his hands on the box as Molly was holding it and said this prayer and wishing him, you know, happiness up in hamster heaven, which I think
is real.
Right down the street from regular heaven.
It's
right.
A very real place.
And so it was taxing. Molly doesn't handle those things well either, and watching her son basically do a very good job of, you know,
eulogizing
and everything.
Excellent eulogy.
Yeah. I should have recorded it, but I didn't want to stop him in the middle of it. But
yeah.
So
wait. Stop that. Stop that outpouring of emotion.
Start
Let's record
right. stop,
that.
Stop. This is great show content.
Let me go get it.
Take two.
So my question to you is just, have you experienced having to explain death or aid a child through a death of an animal? Or because Garrett was like, I was like, hey, your goldfish passed away. And he's like, oh, that's. You know, and he didn't shed a tear, whereas Eli was just like, you know. So, Jason, have you had to deal with this at all with your daughter?
Well, okay, I was going to say, you obviously have a couple kids. You just dealt with this. I
got a couple that I know of.
I have a daughter who just turned 9. Scott, you have a child that is 7.
Okay. Same age as Eli.
And as we previously mentioned, no babies for you yet, Heather.
Nope.
Okay, Penny.
Just maybe a heart.
How deep do you want to get here, Blake? Because I've got a
I want you to let it out.
Very heavy story.
I want you. I'm heavy. I'm ready.
Okay.
I want to hear it.
Boy, this is awful. Okay, so each year the Peoria area has what, maybe 20 murders, you think? My daughter's babysitter last year was one of those murders.
Oh, seriously?
No joke.
God damn.
I don't want to get into the specifics of it. But it was a woman who was murdered last year, and she was the babysitter of my daughter. And you want to talk about Molly getting emotional over a hamster and Eli? I was on the phone, like, crying with my daughter. This was, like, she wasn't upset, but she was just confused.
Sure.
And for me to have to listen to how she was attempting to process this was
devastating.
Nothing I've never had a loss that close to me. Well, I've had my grandparents pass, but I mean, they were, you know, in their 80s,
sure.
And it was expected, but this woman was in her late 20s, maybe early 30s. And so this woman was murdered by her husband, and my daughter said, what'd you say? It's like, I've seen this thing happen on TV shows and stuff, but I didn't know it really happened. I thought he loved her. And that just, like,
sure.
It's like, I can checkmark exactly the age where she lost her innocence. Right mm-hmm. there when she knows that these things are real, it was, oh, it just, I was driving. I remember exactly where I was. And I was
You're
just,
not supposed
I was
to drive
just,
and talking.
Well,
before the law passed, man.
Please don't tell. Don't release this episode then. but I was in tears having to listen to my daughter, like, process this in her mind. She's had a grandpa that passed away at a fairly early age. He was in his early 60s. We had a neighbor who she was, you know, we go visit who was in her 90s. And these people who were kind of close to her, and it was all like a year period. She lost like 3 or 4 people. Mm. And I had never had that happen to me. But that one specifically, like, it was such an event in the area that I remember when I was at work, I was following the live tweets of the local newspaper who was standing outside this police standoff because this woman was staying at my daughter's grandmother's house,
uh-huh.
And so it was very real that if this guy was out and about, he might go over there.
Sure,
my daughter
sure.
would be there. So I was freaking out, and I knew that my daughter had to process all this. It was very, very tough to process, and how I handled it was basically, I just said, this is not how love is. This is not what people do normally. I don't know what happens to you when your life ends. To me, I feel like it's probably the unplugging of a television and there's just nothingness, and that's okay. But I think everyone makes up their own decision and follows their own things and believes what they want to believe to help comfort them when they need it most on what happens when we're gone. Sure. Because obviously we're the only species that really understands our own morality, or mortality rather.
Because the hamster did not know.
The hamster had no idea it was coming.
He's like, I love this yogurt.
Drink these fucking yogurt beans all day long. But it was a very very tough situation to be in. And my daughter at the time, I think, was – she had just turned – no, she was seven. She was seven. It was very difficult.
And it's not one of those things where, like with an elderly grandparent or something, and you know it's coming, you can kind of prepare your speech maybe. Whereas this is a situation where, boom, it just happened. Oh, by the way, here, I'm pushing the button. Now you have to come up with it on the fly. That would be
horrible. It bothered my daughter for a while, too, because my grandfather passed away, and then her grandfather, and then a neighbor. Every once in a while, when she would get tired, kids act up a little bit when they're tired, you know. But she would come to me, and sometimes she'd start crying and say, is Grandpa Bones in the ground? Like, she couldn't understand what happened. She's like, What happens then? And I said, well, let's talk about it. I can kind of tell you. And then she's like, no, I don't want to talk about it. So it was really, I don't have that anymore. I think she's worked through it, or maybe because she was young. So I think maybe she forgot about it or is processed it in her own way. But at the time, it was very difficult for me to have to try to talk her through that when it's something nobody fully understands.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
There is no, this is what happens.
Right.
Yeah, there's no black and white answer. Thank you so much for sharing that.
I am sorry if I brought everyone down.
No.
I'll just say blood fart real quick.
I think that the show has to not just be dick jokes all the time.
Right. Has to live in reality.
Scott, you have a seven-year-old son.
Yeah.
Have you had to deal with this?
Fortunately.
If you could probably just no, pet, no, it would be great.
No. Fortunately, fortunately for me, that Dylan is just now on his first pet. The two pets that we had passed away well before he could even process it.
Mm-hmm.
So he's on his first pet. Our dog now is his first real pet.
How old's the dog?
8 months.
Oh, good.
So it's a puppy.
You're good.
Yeah.
So he's good. And then I figure it's one of them.
At least seven more years till you crush
at least. There's at least. I mean, that's going to be now. It's going to be tough when that time comes because that's probably going to be a dog that's going to be with him
and have bond
all the way till he's out of my house. If you know those kind of dogs,
he's going to die. He's going to start smoking pot.
Yes.
He's going to start smoking
it's
pot
the only way,
tomorrow.
Bro.
Right.
But anyways, no, I haven't had to deal with that yet. My grandpa died quite a few years ago, and like I said, Dylan was just at that age where he didn't really understand. Now, my nephew, on the other hand, when my grandfather passed away, he was tore up, but I guess Dylan has...
You say when your nephew?
Yeah, when my grandfather passed away, my nephew was just couldn't understand.
Right.
Couldn't even fathom it.
And with Garrett, you know, and even with Eli, my grandfather passed away a couple years ago, and so they were old enough, you know, to, you know, we're not going to go see Grandpa Harold, what, you know, and they both handled it in a very, like, thinking of all the good things, like, they oftentimes, even now, like, oh, remember when, you know, we would go see Grandpa Harold, and we'd do this, or, you know, so with that, I guess we didn't take them to the funeral, or, you know, I guess I don't remember for sure. I don't think we took them, but they processed it in the remembering a lot of good things, which was, I was like, you know, I think it's because I, you know, have trouble handling it myself. So, but, and then we have this hamster, and it's just like, because now he's older, and I think there's a time where your brain, you know, a kid's brain just kind of switches to like, okay, I'm understanding more, you know, like a little bit more, and you're aware of your surroundings, mm-hmm. as opposed to, you know, when you're up till you're six and a half, 7 years old, you're like, eh, you know,
mm-hmm.
I know there's going to be food on my table. I know my mom's going to dress me and tie my shoes.
Mm-hmm.
I go to school and hang out and do recess and stuff. But, you know, even there's like a, hey, stuff happens outside of what's in my little bubble.
Exactly. So.
And we went for years without having another pet till now. And there was always like those one, well, you know, we go to Big R and they'd have them chicks. Yeah. And you're like, do we want them? Like,
oh, yeah.
Those chicks got to turn into chickens.
Yeah.
What are you going to do with this?
Right. My grandfather... a very intelligent man, but he bought a whole bunch of baby ducks one time.
Yeah, those turn into adult ducks.
He there's like six or seven of them. He bought them, and he had a little pool, and they had a huge backyard. Had a little pool for him, you know, and they made a little cage for him, and they would follow him around the yard, like in a line, you know, just like you see on TV. And then one day they flew away, and he was like, "What did they fly away for?" You know, even a grown man who had been through serious shit in his life had bought these ducks. I guess it was like a little innocent part of his brain. Mm-hmm. And, you know, like you said, they would follow him around the yard. He would, you know, feed him. And then fall came and they said, "We're out.
We're out.
It's very Soprano-esque.
Shit, we're done."
Yeah, they
dropped the mic. Boom.
Yeah, they dropped the mic. Boom.
Out.
Heather,
No, so I've never encountered any children who want to find any sort of consolation in me. But when other people are upset or people feel emotions really deeply, I feel like I pick up on that. So I've been to like funerals.
You're very wrong because I've been upset the whole.
Oh no! But like, especially in funeral and like those like very intense like emotional settings. Like I've been to a lot of funerals, but I've never. Except for one that was like a person at the church that my parents went to. Except for that, like, never really been that close with that person. But I can feel the other people around me being so, like...
You're an empath.
Yeah.
I'm the same way.
So, like, ooh, it gets me.
You go to somebody's funeral, even if you didn't know them that well. But you watch these people cry, you're just like... Yeah. You're like...
And they're the ones that matter. That's how it always feels for me, is it's like, I don't know this person, but, like, they're the ones that matter and, like, what they're going through.
I try to... I honestly... And I don't know why. I honestly just try to avoid them at all costs. Like, visitations, like... And I feel bad because they're, like, people I work with that I'm close to, and it's like, oh, that so-and-so died. Like, I can't do it.
Mm-hmm. What would you tell a kid, though, Heather?
What would I tell a kid?
Your kid...
Suck it up, you little bastard.
No. If I had a kid and,
pet or person?
Yeah. If it was a pet, I think a rodent's dying, because I did have a rodent die when I was younger. It didn't feel as like effective as probably like my parents' cat dying at this moment. But I don't know. I guess I would just tell him, you know, death happens. Life's hard, and you know, you just got to keep going with it. You know, I would actually probably hope that like my child experienced some sort of death like that. Maybe not as intense as yours, but like some sort of animal death or some sort of like close, you know, person that they know. So that way they can kind of experience it. Because I look back at the, like, one of my, like, I had rodents that died when I was younger, or like great grandparents and stuff. And it was like important now.
Are
that
you
I,
likening
like,
rodents to great grandparents?
Yeah. I was...
Grandparents, rodents.
After 80, it's sad, but when I'm to me,
now that I'm this old, I really like looking back on it. I don't see any difference. Like I was sad about this, like rodent dying, and I was sad about this great grandparent dying. Both of these things being important things to me as a child.
Do you know what happened to me?
I can't much farther than that.
I remember this when I was young. The first death I experienced was my great grandmother, and I remember I was probably seven-ish, I guess. That's this age where I guess it just... and I remember going to the funeral or the visitation, and I remember standing in the line, and I remember going up with my grandmother, who that was her mother, and I remember seeing the casket open, you know, and seeing how artificial it looked, the body looked.
So fake.
And I remember my grandmother saying, "Touch her hand." And even at seven, I remember, "You crazy lady." Mm-hmm. And she made me touch her hand.
She
so I touched
did.
The,
That's so
I
awful.
Touched the hand of a dead person. And I don't know if maybe that was a good thing or a bad thing. I think it, I don't know. But I distinctly remember that happening. That's weird.
One more death story.
Okay.
My mom was 11 years old, and her birth father was murdered by her stepmother. And my mom remembered exactly where she... My mom heard it at the swimming
pool. Heard
the
murder?
No, heard the news of the murder at the swimming pool over the news.
Oh.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Yeah, so, you know, that's a story that I heard.
Why are they playing the news at the swimming pool?
I don't know.
That's fucking bizarre.
But that was a story that my mother has told me a million times.
That's one of those things where it's like...
And she got off. This was back in the day. This was a little man that she chased into a manhole in Bartonville and shot him in this manhole.
Under the street?
Yeah, pretty much. Shot him in this hole, in this thing that he went into, claiming self-defense. This, she tried saying that there was boulders or, you know, like concrete blocks, and he was trying to throw them up at her, and she shot him. She got off. She never went to jail, never went to prison, lived her life, died.
That's crazy.
Yeah, isn't that nuts? People all right. Let's talk about something fun.
Unbelievable. Oh, here we go. All right. Yeah.
Ooh, yeah. I will be the one who loves you to the
end of time. This is something weird about having George Michael sing as you go on to the break.
Here we go.
These now are we gotta the breaks.
Coming from George Michael into Long Boots Johnson by The Devil Makes Three.
Hey-o.
Oh, hey-o. There's a time in everyone's life when they look in the mirror and take out their contact lenses. For me, it's every night around 11:30.
That's pretty funny.
You're so witty.
No. thanks, Devil Makes Three. Jeez. Hey, everyone. This is IBWIP, and my name's Locks of Love Jason.
Hi, Locks of Love Jason.
Hey, guys. How are you guys doing tonight? Everyone doing all
right.
Good?
Everyone enjoying their
good.
Drinks? Everyone enjoying their entire bottle of wine, Heather?
Just a little bit. Just a whole bottle's worth of it.
Oh, good. You know what we used to charge for episodes of this show? Nothing. You know what we're going to start charging? Still nothing.
Zip.
Ooh, that's zero. Right. Zip, nada. Zero, nadada. That's right. Is it because our product is worth nothing? Well, that debate rages on.
Pretty much.
Toss in your vote by emailing the show at blake@ibwip.com or giving us an iTunes review or Facebook rating. Listen to our complete archive by subscribing to the show on iTunes, on the iTunes podcast app or the Stitcher Smart Radio app, and go directly to ibwip.com. It's all free. It's all free. There's no cost to you.
How much does it cost?
It's nothing. There's no cost. It's nothing.
Free.
Nada. That's right. Just free content for you to absorb. And in all honesty, I have an iPhone, and I use the podcast app to listen to all my podcasts, including episodes of the show. So it's free. I have no money to spend on podcasts, so that's the only way I would do it. And our show is absolutely free to you guys. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and Vine for sneak peeks and insights of the podcasting gods day-to-day. And finally, describe, or not describe, don't describe the show to anyone, all right? Unless you're going to say good things. but rather you should subscribe to the show on YouTube at PiaVision to see all of our vape reviews, show previews, and the best of compilations of my nip slips. We'll see you on the interwebs.
Hey, folks.
Hey.
Hey.
Hey, we're folks.
Hey.
I'm a folk.
I love you guys.
We love you so much.
And I love the listeners. I said that a couple, I got very intimate a couple episodes ago about how much I love you.
At the very end of the show? Is that what you're talking about?
I received many of emails. Inappropriate. That
yes,
was.
Yeah. I thought it was interesting, but I wanted
I think
to
we really connected with them at this point.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I wanted to plug that we have a sponsor. It's called craftvapory.com.
Yes,
and you say well, Big D, you got a sponsor. You're just whatever. Blah blah blah.
Who cares
about
that?
You're big time.
Yeah, big time. Whoa. Well, you go to craftvapory.com and you let's say you want a new mod. Let's say you want a new tank. Let's just say you want to buy some juice individually.
How cool is vaping that you can mod your device? And they've got everything you need there.
Oh, mm-hmm. Yeah. And so you just put promo code IBWIP when you're checking out. From the store, you get 10% off of your purchase. So every dollar you spend, go ahead and keep 10 cents.
You're going to purchase something anyway. Why don't you save money?
Right.
Don't be a dumb.
You knew you were going to get all of
and
it.
And then with their...
It for more... E-juice.
Yes. And so what they are, the company is based on is the monthly subscription where you get a variety of different kinds of juices. You pick out what, do you want fruit or you want,
what your vaping tastes
what
are.
Your vaping tastes are, your palate.
Wait, yes. You get to choose?
You get to choose.
Can I tell you a quick story about craft vapory?
Yes. You can tell me seven quick stories.
My shop, TazcoTradeCo.com, sometimes people will walk through the shop and they'll be vaping and I will say, hey, where do you get your juice from? I had a guy in recently, and I told him about our show. I told him about Craft Vapory. I went to the site, and literally, because I don't want to take up too much people's time. People have no patience whatsoever. In 10 seconds, I was in the subscription part of Craft Vapory. I was showing him that you can pick out the things that you like and don't like. And you know what that kid said to me?
What?
He says, oh, yeah, sign me up right now. And I said, I can't do it here.
Right.
But take this information and go home and do it. But that dude was ready right there. He saw how simple it was.
Right.
And he was. This is not a joke. This actually happened at my shop. He was ready to sign up right there. It's that easy.
And when you sign up for the monthly subscription, use promo code IBWIP, 20%.
20.
Every dollar.
What?
Take 20 cents.
20%?
20%.
God, what?
I thought you said 10%.
Well, that's just in the
e-store. In the store.
But when you're doing the monthly subscription, 20 freaking percent. 20 freaking gosh darn percentages.
What about Josh Crane, the COO?
Oh, yeah, Josh Crane. They repossessed his Corvette. Because of this discount.
How is he going to send his kids to college if people are going to keep reaping all these benefits?
He's wealthy.
Pay for it all with his Corvette.
He's wealthy
yeah.
and handsome.
Okay, then fuck him.
But I just got a new box myself.
Look at that handsome scholarship.
Yeah. That's what I went to school on. But check out craftvapory.com.
Definitely.
Just use it and let them know that we are making a difference in the world of vaping or whatever.
All right, we're going to do sex and cookies. Song called Hey Darling, Thanks for All the Sex and the Cookies. Days rent. In this life, uncertainty is certainly all we can expect. Out here on the road, and we never know just where we're going to sleep next. So darling, I mean it when I say I truly cherish and appreciate this illusion of a home with all the cookies and the sex.
Dirty Sunshine Club. Oh, great song. That was Home Sweet Home.
A.K.A.
A.K.A. Cookies and Sex.
Sex and Cookies.
Sex and Cookies. It's not like sex.
Sex and cookies.
You know, it's funny, and I hate to interrupt you. I apologize.
No, it's fine.
Molly had made some cookies.
Sex? I'm sorry.
Well, I'll tell you what. We made some sex, all right. But if I tell you about that, she might never do some of the stuff she did again.
Oh, shit.
Hey-o. But she made some cookies the other day. And today I was like, hey, these store brand cookies that we bought, there's two left. I'm trying to save them for Eli, and he better hurry up and eat them because I'm going to eat them. She's like, well, but I made these, and I did a husband faux pas. I said, well, those aren't good cookies. And you would think that I told her that I was leaving her.
Yeah.
She was very distraught about it. I was an asshole. And so I'm going to use this song and this time to apologize to my wife. I just meant that she makes good cookies, and this just was not a good batch.
You still have some left?
Yeah.
I'll be the judge of that.
Okay, then. Well, while we're getting ready to vape, you can just head on over.
You have
to go out of the studio, down the hall.
Right.
And the third door down is the kitchen.
How about immediately following the vape review, I will go have some of her cookies, not a euphemism.
And if you'd like, you can go try some of her sex.
Okay.
So.
In.
Wow.
I'm in.
In like Flynn.
Ooh
la la.
When troubled times begin to bother me, I take a token on my cares, go up in smoke.
We really needed to use a different song because it's not actually smoke, and I hate that song. But I got to think of something better. Maybe I'll come up with a jingle.
Do you think there's been no country song about vaping yet? I think there's a hole in the market that you should fill.
When I take off my cape.
Yes.
And I think about stuff I gotta vape.
She said it right there.
Oh, it's been a long day. Gotta get my rig and mod and make it okay.
Yep. And okay.
Yeah, nice. Yeah, I think you peaked at cape and vape.
I think so too.
I wasn't sure why I would be wearing a cape.
Well, that's the only thing that I'm
But hey, folks, it's time
you
for.
You want to talk about the nape of your neck?
Mm-hmm. What is a nape and neck? Well, it's time for What's Up in Vaping Juice.
Yeah.
Not, you know.
What's up in e-juice?
What's up in e-juice? What's up with it? I mean,
what's crap
what
it?
The
what are you doing with it?
With these apps?
Hey, what's the latest and greatest? But hey, we have high voltage vapor as our featured juice tonight. And I thought to myself, Big E?
Yeah.
No, I was talking to myself.
Oh. Sorry.
I thought to myself, Big E?
He imagines himself as Big E sometimes.
Right. I'm like, if I was Big E?
Big E, Big E, Big E.
What do I say to myself?
Everybody, I can just tell everybody to fuck themselves because I can kill them.
Smash them into little pieces.
Smash them. Fuck, I could. I would super glue her vagina.
Oh, no.
If I was Big E. But high voltage vapors, they are our featured juice, and there is eight lines. And let's take a little picture here.
Eight lines or one line?
There's
of
seven different juices that they have. And the interesting thing about high voltage is
They have B vitamin and caffeine blend. So this is something we've never done. Thank you very much, Jason. We've never had a juice that had caffeine or B vitamin in it. And I was astonished when I first saw them. When I first saw these guys, I was like, I got to get some of this. I got to get some of this. And I sent them a message, and they probably said, what? No. We don't want anything to do with that. They didn't say that, but that's probably what they were thinking.
Yeah, that's what they're thinking. All right.
Not so here then, at high voltage.
Not here at high voltage. Your show's awful. It sucks. Why would you care? So I went online and I bought
a bottle.
Me and a buddy of mine from my old job, because I no longer work. We went in on a 30 mil bottle, and we chose the shock treatment. What's in the shock treatment?
Shock treatment: pomegranate, apple, energy infused. I love these descriptions. They're like two or three words.
Yeah, that's great. Yeah. So I got it in the mail, and I instantly put it in. I'm going to tell you something. I'm not saying this because they sent it to, you know, because I bought this first one. I bought this. I would pick it over sex. This shit is probably the best juice flavor that I've done.
Over Blue Raz?
I love Brew City. I would do this over Blue Raz.
Huh. Holy cow.
Have I not tried the pomegranate?
I don't know.
We've been doing this segment for a while. It's so weird because you think, oh, it's just, you know, a little bit of nicotine if that's your thing, and some flavor, and boom. But everyone's got an angle. Everyone's playing a different part of the vape game, whether it's, you know,
that like, vape game.
That's right.
That vape game. Yeah. Can't live in my life in that vape game. Sorry.
No, it's living in. No, that
is it? I wonder if it's hardcore like that. I wonder if like all these companies are like, I got my 30 mil bottle. I'll pop you over the head. You know,
I'm sure.
Fuck, living it's in exactly my vapester's like you're a paradise.
Fruit? Living in, you Fruit Loop. Okay. Anyway,
they've got the energy. Like I would have never thought. Oh, let's just infuse it with other stuff. And it's you said vitamin B and there's caffeine in it. Right?
Yeah. And so
there's melatonin. And
we were gonna get to that. But the caffeine one, as most of you know, I am a caffeine junkie. Okay. And so This caffeine doesn't affect me in this. I don't know if you're somebody that doesn't drink 12 Mountain Dews a day and two Old Glories, if it does have an effect on you. The caffeine part of it doesn't. I heard people say, oh, well, you know, it just makes you jittery and it makes you wiry. And I was like, I'm jittery and wiry all the fucking time.
So you're caffeine jaded.
I'm jaded. So I got this, the shock treatment in the mail. And I sent him an email. I said, listen, guys, I'm begging you. I bought this bottle. I want to do you guys. I want to do you hard, fast.
Hard.
I mean, I want to do you like it's never been done before. Yep. And
if you're going to make me pay for it, I might, but...
Right.
Right in your man job.
I prefer to do it for free.
And like Big E mentioned, they also have one, their newest one that came out called Lights Out, and it has melatonin in it. And at first I was like, oh, so my breasts will probably get bigger.
Right.
I've noticed mine have grown since
I'm a lady and I don't get it. Is that a thing that melatonin does?
I don't know. I didn't know what melatonin was.
Oh.
So I looked it up and it's I don't know a lot of things.
You just assume whatever you don't know. It's like, oh, it's going to give me tits.
that's the first thing.
This juice gives me tits.
Titties.
Melatonin sounds like melon. Must be bigger melon.
That's right.
Yeah, there you go. Thank you for justifying my pervertedness. No, and so the caffeine, I didn't notice anything for me. But then I was like, well, let's do Lights Out. And Lights Out, what's the flavor on that?
Lights Out, raspberry chai. Melatonin infused.
Okay, so I'm not into. I'm not in here. Let me. Can we get that on there? Up, down. Yeah. Okay. So Lights Out. I said, well, what I'm going to do is I'm going to put this in a tank, and at night when I go upstairs, I'm going to vape on this because I stay up for a little bit on my phone. You know, I wind down from a. You know, I give Molly some loving.
Chill it out. Chill
give
it
Molly
out.
Some loving and just want to chill out. But
read a book.
I don't sleep well. Obviously, because of all the caffeine. I don't sleep well. I did the melatonin three different nights, not in a row, but three different nights I did the melatonin, and I can say it didn't knock me out like an idiot, but it calmed me down.
Calmed, yeah. I did a little bit of it, and I've kind of been like...
Mellow.
I forgot the first part of the show.
I have a large question about the vitamin B, because I'm really into nutrients and all that sort of thing. So is it a full vitamin B or is it B12? I'm assuming, because that's the energy aspect of vitamin B, is B12.
That's probably what it is.
So I'm assuming it's that, which is actually interesting because normal things can't create B12, or like B vitamins create the entire B vitamin without like animal products. So I'm just interested, is that like, how did they do that?
Okay. Well, anyway,
what's your card say?
Like I said, that, yeah, my card says they have seven lines.
Oh, you didn't
lines.
Look up that? Okay.
I didn't know. I thought melatonin gave you boobs. What are you going to have to do?
You're assigning your own homework at this point.
Right. I know. So I'm really going to look it up.
We've mentioned a couple of awesome. We've mentioned a couple of the flavors. Jason, would you mind? Would you be so kind as to kind of go through and give the a flavor profile?
I would love to. We've already talked about Shock Treatment and Lights Out. There's also Tesla.
I'm doing it.
Oh, that band! I love Tesla.
Tesla's a great band, and you're actually smoking the no, remnants.
You're not smoking it.
You're vaping it. I'm sorry.
God. Yes, I'm vaping on.
Whoops.
I'm vaping on the Tesla.
What's left of the it's band good. Tesla?
You know, it's that's good. How Tesla must have felt when they were all like, "Oh, Edison,
what's the description
you're so
great. On the Tesla?"
And he's like, ugh.
Well, the rest of these are all energy infused, but specifically Tesla is Kiwi Dragon Fruit Blend.
It's good.
Very good.
Good. Yes. Well,
okay.
It's I definitely taste some kiwi on the inhale.
And on the exhale. You do
Ooh,
the
that
dual
came
exhale.
Out of your nose, yeah.
He did nose and mouth exhale. That's a dual exhale.
Head, shoulders, knees, and toes.
On the exhale, what's the other one?
Exhale?
It's a kiwi dragon fruit blend. So you got the kiwi.
It's kiwi.
Dragon fruit's
it's kiwi in and out.
Yeah,
it's like I'm getting like a
Yeah, I don't know what dragon fruit is. I've
yeah,
had
I don't either.
Four
so
or five
expensive,
of them.
And it comes oh, what? So expensive. It's ridiculously expensive.
I mean, it's a real fruit called dragon fruit.
Yes,
that's good.
Mm-hmm.
It's tasty. Mm-hmm. I like it.
The next one,
it kind of grows on you.
The next one is named after my favorite Steve Guttenberg vehicle from the 1980s, Short Circuit.
Oh,
a melon cream with berries.
And I'm hitting that right now. I'm hitting the Short Circuit right now.
Okay, can you give me the Johnny Five here?
No disassemble.
No disassemble, Stephanie.
Yeah. No disassemble.
And they all
get this
have.
At all?
No. You know? Okay. The one thing, you know, obviously there's caffeine and B vitamin and some kind of, I don't know what B vitamin, whatever. But there's a distinct taste.
Oh, that's.
There's a distinct, not I want to say aftertaste, but there's a distinct taste in there that there's no other juice. And
it's straight up melon. To me, when I tried it, yeah. I mean straight up melon.
Melon.
The next one is Diode. It's a creamy orange peach blend. They've also got Transformer, which is a sweet berry
it's more,
blend.
More than meets the eye.
They're robots, essentially, in disguise.
Yeah, I mean, I've never seen them. But
Decepticons.
Wait, what's the flavor on that one again?
Sweet berry blend.
Yeah.
And the final one is Resistor, and that is a caramel or caramel, depending on what side of the Mason-Dixon line.
I love the
espresso.
This is on you, buddy.
Yeah, the Resistor is my favorite. Is my favorite flavor out of all the ones I've tasted. It's got a real, it's got a good caramel taste to it, and
not like a candy caramel.
Not like a candy caramel. Like actually, like an like a latte or an espresso, like it's supposed to be. It's got it does. It tastes just like a caramel espresso. It's really.
Say caramel, you don't say caramel.
Caramel, potato, tomato, tomato.
He isn't
caramel. There's no vegetables or fruit in this. It's caramel or caramel.
I say caramel.
Okay.
Caramel.
Okay.
Caramel then, espresso. It does taste like a caramel.
When
espresso.
Are they going to make a potato vape?
I hope they never do that.
Like a twice baked potato.
Ugh. Oh, so good. But it
would be as bad. It would be as bad as that bacon soda that you guys did.
Don't. Hey, High Voltage. We're recommending that you do a twice baked potato with sour cream.
Infused with the human growth hormone.
Yeah.
High Voltage.
Yeah.
A shocking vape.
Hey. Hey-o! That's a good, you bring up a good, you did a very good job of segueing, Biggie. Why, if we can put caffeine in these or B vitamin, why can't we put steroids in them?
Right. Or.
You really, in the future, who knows what they're going to be adding?
Or testosterone. You could get your testosterone that you would take a pill, you could get it in your vape.
I know, because every time I take my testosterone, I'm like, I wish I could just vape this.
Right, let's just stop talking about it so we can make the money on this.
Yeah.
And there's one more flavor?
No, that's it.
Oh, we did the lights out. We did the lights out.
Yeah.
All right, so
High Voltage.
We went through the flavors, obviously. And like I said, they all have the berries, the melons, but there is a distinct taste in all of them, and it is that caffeine or that vitamin B.
Something.
I don't want to say it tastes medicine-y. It's just there's just a distinct taste, and it's not bad. It's not a negative. I'm just saying these aren't normal juices. These flavors are not. You want something new? You want something different? Definitely High Voltage. They have 15 milliliter bottles, 30 milliliter bottles, 60 milliliter, and guess what? 120
mils.
120 mils.
You gotta really like a juice to buy 120 mils.
And they range from $14.50 to $80. So
that's like a gallon.
That's not bad, huh?
120 million is like a gallon.
You got a Again, gallon of vapes. Okay, Heather. Here's what we need to do.
Milk jug.
Heather, this is what we need to do. Okay, yeah.
Got my vapes.
All your questions. I can't answer any of them.
Direct them to.
Yeah. So let's work on that.
Get on the internet, Heather.
From now on, I'm just going to show you. I'm going to show you the card before we do it, and then say this is the information you need to stick with. and you can get them on a Nick level of 18, 12, 6, 3, 0. We are. What are you using to? You're dripping on yours. What are you using?
I am dripping the Tesla
on what?
On a Mutation X version 3.
What do you have it set at?
I have it set at 70 watts, and it's a 0.03 build.
Yeah. See, and mine is a.
She's a hot potato.
Mine's a 0.3, and I got it at 50. I do these on 50. You like a hotter.
I'm normally 100 watt.
You're hot like Masabi when you bust rhymes.
That's right.
You like ringing rhymes.
I'm 100 water.
You're 100 water. He likes to fire it in the hole, but it still tastes good.
Tastes good. 100 of those watts?
100 watts.
100 watts with this, to me, though, it's kind of harsh. It does kind of.
So, yeah, but I do 50. So,
so I'm at 70 on this. 70 decent for 50, me.
Yeah.
Warmer than your normal body temperature. The 100, not the 70.
Mm-hmm. I love having her on the show. like I said, the shock treatment, I would give up sex for a month. If they sent me a 60 or a 120 mil bottle, I would guarantee.
Send it.
Hey, high voltage, I tell you what, you send me a 120 milligram bottle, I will contractually not have sex with my wife for a month. If you send, that's how much I love it.
Sorry, Molly, we're breaking the contract for the month.
Jason is
I'll take care of her.
Jason is a notary. Is that one?
But if, so yeah. he can, if you think about it, I'm only giving up sex twice.
I thought you were going to say I'm a pinch fucker.
There you go.
HighVoltageVapors.com. That's high voltage VAPORZ.
They got the vapors.
So definitely check them out. I like them. They're on Facebook. Check them on Facebook, Instagram. Check them out. High voltage. It's something different. It's definitely something different.
Thank you.
Nobody else is doing it.
Try your juice.
They need a better slogan than that if that's what it is. What? High voltage. It's something different.
That's why I'm not in
it. It'll knock your pants off.
Hey, it'll make your dick hard for a month.
It'll get you a shock.
Shock and all?
Shock
and all.
So thanks to the guys and gals over at High Voltage Vapors. Send them a message on Facebook. Say, hey, we heard about you guys. And go buy their stuff. Don't ask them for free stuff because that's rude. Don't say, I heard about you on the show. Send me some free stuff. Say, I heard about you on IBWIP. I would like to buy a 15 mil bottle because I'm not giving up sex, so I'll have to buy that. Yes. But in advance, guys, please, if you send me a big bottle, I promise I won't go without sex.
And please buy it. These companies don't have to send this juice to Blake.
No, they don't have to send it. We do appreciate it very much. And we hope that they enjoy the fact that... We're willing to give up that kind of stuff. High voltage. What's your slogan that you're gonna make for them?
Oh,
there's something. On, fuck.
It's shocking.
Yeah,
shocking.
It's shocking.
All right, is this vape thing over now?
Go up in.
Yeah, yes.
I'm gonna get those cookies. I am out of here.
Apologies.
Internet.
Go up in smoke. I do enjoy. I know you don't like that song, but I do enjoy it.
It's not the song that I don't like. I like Cheech and Chong.
Right.
I can't stand Hank 3. I just can't stand him. Why am I putting him on the show? And it says smoke, and it's not smoke. I need to get my shit together.
You know what, Blank? Every time is your choice. So next time you can say, I don't have a song yet, but I don't want to put Hank 3
Contact Dragon Boy Suede. And have him make a fucking rap for
I love Dragon Boy Suede.
I have been jamming that Dragon Boy Suede song that we listened to so many times. Saturday night I had a bunch of people at my house, and I definitely played that song, and we had a great time.
Nice. All right, well, we have Jason left to go eat some cookies and have sex with Molly. He often does that. Oh, look at that.
Get that off there. Sex
and cookies.
Molly.
Hey, Jason, get that off there. We have a special interview. Baseball season is right up. It's upon us. It's right up in us.
It's literally opening day at Wrigley Field is next Monday.
Sunday. Or when this is out, it's 4 days ago.
Right. 4 days ago.
But we have with us minor league baseball coach, Otis Benoit. Otis, welcome to the show, my friend.
Hey, thanks a lot for having me on, guys. Appreciate it.
How's it going, Otis?
Not too bad. You're Big E, is that right?
Yeah.
I'm Otis. Good to meet you guys. Coach Otis, you can call me.
Coach Otis. Thanks.
Hi, so, Coach Otis.
Coach O. Hey. Do you like Coach O?
Coach O? Coach Osinko?
Coach O.
Coach Osinko?
What is Coach O?
Any way you guys want to mutate my name would be fine by me.
Hey, Otis, you're in town. Your team is taking on our beloved Peoria Chiefs at Dozier Park.
Used to be beloved, now they're Cardinals. But I'm sorry, I digress.
It's funny how that switches back and forth, right?
Yeah.
What do you prefer, the Cubs?
I'm a
You're a Cubs man? Oh, right there on your forearm, brother. Very nice. Good to see you.
Are you a Cubs man, then?
No, you know, I'm a man from the South. I grew up and traveled all around the South when I was a young man, so I like the Southern teams. Right now, I kind of like the Florida Marlins. It's the closest team to me growing up, and Houston Astros, being a baseball man. Those are the teams I enjoy.
How long have you been a coach? I mean,
oh boy, man, I'll be 55 years old soon. I'll be a coach since I was in late 20s.
Late 20s.
Yeah.
Now, you didn't play at all then, so you just went or did you play earlier?
No, I played. I played when I was
What were some of the teams you played for?
Oh, some of the teams down south. I played for the Baton Rouge Police Batons. That was a minor league team we played for. I was
4 hours? You played for 4 hours?
I played for 4 hours for them as a doubleheader. That was a good game, a couple games there. We're not a very good team, but damn it if I didn't play.
What position did you play?
I'm a shortstop.
Takes a lot.
Athletic,
It's an intense position for sure.
So now you're coaching a double-A minor league team.
That's right.
And that team is?
We are out of New Orleans. God bless New Orleans. Am I right, fellas? We're called the New Orleans Hurricanes.
What?
I know what you're thinking. 2005, Hurricane Katrina pretty much wipes out the city.
That's what you plan on doing on those teams.
That's what we like to think. We come to these other towns. No offense to y'all, but come to places like Peoria, Illinois, and wipe them out like a hurricane, like the Scorpion said. Am I right?
Here I am.
Here we are, fellas. I tell you, it is an ill-named team. But we were just passing and given the go-ahead to become the Hurricanes in the fall of 2003, and they just dumped all that money into the team, and then 2005 rolls around. It's hard to go back on that.
Jerseys, logos, memo pads.
Memo pads, a lot of memo pads out there.
Mouse pads.
It's a virtual haven of memo pads down there in New Orleans.
I meant the team. I mean, stationary.
The
final vote was between the New Orleans memo pads and the New Orleans Hurricanes.
Wow. So,
write it down.
Write it down. That's what I said.
Listen, I told you to play deep. Now write this shit down.
You might want
to
get a pen.
Write it down on our namesake. Van Wilder.
Right. Might want to get a pen.
You're coaching minor league. Do you have any aspirations of coaching in the big leagues, the major leagues?
Oh, boy. I tell you what, growing up in the South, I traveled all around place to place. My father was a baseball scout. And he always said, son, someday you're going to be coaching the major leagues. And I tell you what, I'm 55 years old, but I ain't dead yet. I tell you, one of these days, I'm going to move myself up to them major league baseballs.
What team are you interested in being a part of in the major leagues?
Well, like I said, you know, growing up in New Orleans and down in the South, the only teams that are really available to me were the Houston Astros and the Marlins. Florida Marlins, that's right. So, essentially, I'd love to be part of a Southern organization, but anywhere that'll have me, I'll take it. Maybe the Braves.
Braves. Now, a question I have is, you know, there are not a lot of African-American big league head coaches. Mm. And managers.
I am an African American.
I figured as much. Right. Have you had any issues? Do you think that's one of the things that's holding you back from becoming a major league manager?
Well, I tell you, I've been coaching the Hurricanes for a few years now. And
I am.
Here we are. That's right. We come out to that every night.
Do you?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
We have Harry the Hurricane as our mascot. He comes out there like a goddamn whirling dervish spinning around. And here we are running out to here I am, rock me like a hurricane.
I find it very interesting and very gender-friendly that he is Harry the Hurricane, just because most often hurricanes are named after ladies.
Well, the hurricane also has a giant phallus, so it is unquestionably a male hurricane.
Gotcha.
For you listeners out there, a phallus is a penis.
Penis.
Yeah, I don't know what I can and cannot say here on this podcast.
You know what, Otis?
We appreciate it.
Otis, this has been the beginning of the show was very real, somber, very emotional, very deep. Fucking say whatever you want.
Poop, yeah. Poop, poop.
Poop, poop, poop.
You know what?
That feels good.
Hey, you can even say shit.
You can't say that on most
I don't mean to die. You said you were a shortstop.
Way back in the day.
Take a lot of balls to the face.
Baseballs. What are you talking? Oh, I see what you're doing there, son. Oh, my goodness. That's nuts. You was a crazy boy,
Scotty.
That's
nuts. Good one. Otis, you did
it
too.
I didn't know I did that shit. Oh, damn.
I'm going to tell you that you did it because it was good.
You IVWIP folk is crazy as hell. I'm so happy to be up in this mother promoting the Hurricanes versus the Peoria Chiefs.
How many interviews do you have to do a week?
Well, after this one, no more. This is the first and only one. No one really cares to talk to minor league baseball coaches.
So
we care to talk to you.
I'm so happy you do.
Otis, you know, you're teaching a lot of young kids.
So much talent out there.
That are just becoming adulthood. Mm-hmm. The travel. What makes you go out there every season and try to teach these kids to get them into the major leagues? Because I'm sure that you've coached players that have gone on to make millions and millions and millions of dollars while your salary is, what, maybe 25 grand a year?
I'd like to say it's a little bit higher than that. I get a little bit on the back end of the memo pad sales. But I will say it's a few and far between when you get someone that moves up to the minors, but damn it if it don't feel good. I hate to admit it, but even at the start of the season, going from last year's stats, we're not a great team. We're in a 13-year rebuilding time.
Just like New Orleans.
Similar to New Orleans. The hurricane in 05 really did kill about 75% of my team, so we've been rebuilding, not unlike the ninth ward. It's not funny to laugh about that. Those people had children and wives and families.
Why have you guys struggled so much as a team? What are some issues with the team to make you struggle for 13 years?
Well, when you lose 75% of your players, there's a lot of forfeiting going on.
What was the name of that college that they had the plane crash and lost the football team or something? They made it a movie with that fucking asshole that does the car commercials.
Who's the asshole? Oh, Matthew McConaughey.
Matthew McConaughey.
What's that team? I never saw that movie.
I have no idea what team you're talking about.
Let's get back to baseball. Spring is in the air. Spring is sprung, basically.
It's my favorite time of the year.
Yes.
Thumping.
Baseball always start right now?
Twitter page.
Yep, it's always in spring. It's my
favorite time of the year. I'm going to be honest, Otis. I'm not a big baseball
I appreciate your honesty, but I don't understand why you would bring it up here.
Can I call you Otis? Otis.
Oh, I thought we settled on Coach Otis. What did it evolve to earlier?
Coach O.
Yeah.
Coach O. Cinco. Coach O. Cinco.
Coach O. Cinco. Okay.
Were your parents Otis Redding fans? Is that where your name came from?
They really were. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, aren't you as old as Otis Redding would have been if he would have got shot?
Is Otis Redding shot?
He got shot. Right?
I think you're talking about Marvin Gaye.
Marvin Gaye got shot.
Shot by
Otis Redding is
father.
Dead, but I don't remember how it happened. Okay.
I'm having microphones.
Sorry,
right
we digress.
Here.
So
I digress too.
What kind of stats are we talking on your team?
Wins losses. Let's
wins
talk.
Yeah,
let's,
you guys.
Well, the season.
You guys
just
ever 500? I mean, ever.
Not in the past 13 years we haven't been.
And you've been the coach the whole time.
I've been the coach the whole time. And
have you had any issues, like, has the front office, like, ever, like...
75% of the front office wiped out. You want to talk about front office, you're talking to the front office. I pretty much run that goddamn team down there. You want to talk about getting a new coach.
You even have a stats person
anymore? I'm the stats person.
That's a lot to do, actually, to coach and do the stats.
And do the memos.
We lost.
And do the memos. Do the memos. Do the stats
and scout,
on the memo pads.
And scout.
And scout.
Is your dad still scout for the team?
My dad got rest of soul passed away a few years ago. No, it's all right. I appreciate that.
But yes,
how did you talk to your kids about his death?
How'd I talk? Oh, man. I tell you what. He had been scouting so long, his fingers were down to nubs. I said, Grandpappy Nubby is about ready to pass on, kids. And they said... I know he's about ready to pass on. Once he wore them fingers all the way down, he had nothing to live for, none way.
Well, I'm having a lot of microphone issues right now.
What are your team colors?
Our team colors are black and orange.
I like that.
It's Halloween, my favorite holiday.
Well, and those are the colors of IBWIP as well.
Are they really now? Yeah. Well, we got something in common. I hope you guys are going to come out and see us this weekend.
Well, you did say something about getting us some box seats or something.
Well, I don't necessarily have that kind of pull, but I give you a couple free tickets.
You're in management.
I'll get you box seats.
All right. I appreciate
it. You twist my arm. I got you.
Do you have any extra memo pads?
I tell you what, we got so many goddamn memo pads to come out my ass. I give you a truckload of them shits. You want them?
Scott and Heather, why don't you take over this for a moment? I'm working on some issues, but I'm sure you can keep Otis entertained.
Yeah.
Who's got a question for old Coach Osinko?
What do you think really made you want to be a minor league professional baseball coach?
Well,
minor league, yeah.
It was always my father's dream to have me up in the major leagues, but.
Oh. What about your dream?
I don't know. It's I am where I am, you know?
What does that mean?
Well, it means my father had he had six children. I'm an only boy. And so a lot of pressure be put on me from a young man to be playing the baseballs, which I absolutely did. I worked my way up from middle school. I played at the high school. I played at the college ball. And I played the minor league ball. Never good enough to make it in the majors, but that's fine. I know the game through and through, as my grandpappy and my father before me taught me. So it was only natural for me to take the reins of the New Orleans Hurricanes.
I'm hearing lots and lots of facts and no, like, emotion or opinion. I mean, what do you really think, Otis?
All right, well, here's the thing. 13 years is a long time to be sucking some ass in football or some baseball. Excuse me.
Base.
Did you say sucking some ass?
We're not very good
basketball.
Team.
Right, okay.
It's
okay.
Pretty disheartening. And the truth is, if my daddy had five boys and one girl instead of the other way around, all them boys probably been playing some baseball, and I probably would have pursued my real passion. Because baseball, I just did for my grandpappy and my pappy, but they's gone now.
What do you want to do now?
I don't know. It sounds kind of silly. I don't want to talk about it.
Have you listened to this show? This show is silly.
Not only have I not listened to this show, but many other people have not listened to the show, neither.
You know what, Otis? This is a safe environment. We brought some real shit down earlier. So now it's time for you to get on our level. What is your passion?
Sometimes I just need a lady to talk sternly to me like you just did. And I tell you what, I will unleash my passions under all three of you right now.
You're going to unleash your okay.
Unleash my passions. Sorry, you want to take that as a sexual euphemism, that's your business, and that reveals a lot about you and your personality. But I tell you what, I wish I could be an interior decorator. I know that sounds a little odd, but...
there's a lot of money in maybe an interior decorator, I guess.
What are you interested in decorating?
I just love those old colonial-style homes that you don't find down in the South. A lot of what you find in old plantations. It's nothing racial. It's just a beautiful architecture today.
Agreed.
You got to clarify that you're not being racist, correct?
Absolutely not. I'm a black man. You know, it wasn't necessarily my grandpappy, but my ancestors were slaves down South.
Sure they were.
I'm not asking for none
reparations.
Reparations. That's right. Thank you for...
You can get them at Denny's, though. Just saying.
I can get reparations at Denny's?
Yeah.
You guys got Denny's?
Reparations at Denny's, yeah.
Right down the street.
What happens if I go into Denny's here in Pecan, Illinois, and ask for reparations? What happened there, Heather?
20% off.
That's incredible. Boy, I'm going to Google that shit later.
I think if you go to craftvapory.com and you ask for reparations, if you type in IBWIP in the promo code, you'll get 20% off as well.
That's your reparations.
Wow.
Solid.
That's not bad. Neither. I'm going to write all this stuff down.
So let's go back to interior decorating. I obviously...
I really should be here promoting the Chiefs and the Hurricanes game. That's why you invited me.
You know what?
That's why I agreed to come here, you know?
I think it's much better that we talk about Otis's true passion.
You could make like six figures. I watched an episode of Intervention where this lady made six figures being an interior
I saw that episode. I follow that shit pretty closely.
Did you ever see the show Queer Eye for the Straight Guy? I loved that show, and one of the guys was an interior decorator, and he had great hair.
Great hair.
I did... Truth be told, I own all the seasons on Blu-ray.
It's a great show.
It is a great show.
They talked about food. They talked about interior design. They talked about fashion.
There's so much a man can learn on that show.
Oh, yeah, yeah. But
my daddy, you know, God bless his soul, if he was still around, he would say, Otis, why be watching that shit? But I said, Daddy, I love fucking Queer Eye for the Straight Guy.
I fucking love Queer. I love it. I used to watch it with my mom. But the stereotype of a male interior designer The stereotype is that they are homosexual,
flamboyant, homosexual.
Thanks,
little
Heather
penis
for,
in their butt.
I know that's they walk a little penis line. In the butt. What the hell are you talking about, woman? Listen,
I mean, let's
I know what it
real,
sounds
yeah.
like. I know what it sounds like when I'm telling you. That's why I'm hesitant to talk about it, and I want to focus on the baseball. But if you want to talk about that, that's fine, too.
Well, I have a baseball. Yeah. I have a baseball question for you.
All right, let's hear it.
What as your career as a shortstop, where you took a lot of balls to the face?
So many balls.
What? That was good. What was your career batting average?
Oh boy, it was under 300. No, it was like 185. I think.
Okay,
it's pretty rough, man.
I just looked it up. It was actually 065.
Oh, wow. Damn, that's...
Now, you looking at stats pre-1985, man.
They didn't have memo pads.
Were you a pitcher?
Then.
Coach Osico came a long way since then.
So,
that's why
he was just fast.
So right, track. So do you like cock?
Boy, he's just throwing right out there. Right there. Are you talking about the Biloxi cocks down south? We going to fuck them cocks up when we go down there. Is that what you're talking about? That minor league baseball team?
Yes, that's exactly what I was talking about.
If you're asking if I'm a homosexual, man.
No, that's none of my business.
The jury's still out on that. I feel as though I've never been married.
What does the jury have to decide about still?
I have to face a jury of my peers to determine my own sexuality.
You just said you did. You just said the jury was out.
And I will face them at an appropriate time. And when they come back, I will accept their decision on whether or not I'm a homosexual man or not.
Otis, you seem like a very... Never mind.
I'm a complicated man,
you
not
are
unlike
a
Shaft,
man.
But I do not...
Watch your mouth. I'm just talking about Shaft.
That's all we're talking about.
So, why don't you...
Can we not focus on the... I'm going to lose all sorts of credibility in down south.
You know what? Let's focus.
Otis, uh-huh. You've had 13 losing seasons. You batted 065. I don't think credibility is something you need to worry about. I think let's help you help yourself.
Be a better you. Because
it sounds to me, based off the plan that we had, it sounds to me as though you're tired of baseball. You're done with baseball.
It's been a long road.
It's, your father wanted you to play baseball. Your grandpappy, as you said, but they're gone. Why don't you drop this facade? Why don't you just throw all those boxes and memo pads? Throw them out the window.
I won't do that.
Always give them to IBWIP.
Yeah, I could always just and follow your dream. Follow your dreams. I mean,
called the Otis Aura, and you can open a shop for your interior design store. It'll be great.
It's been a long road. I could have retired twice over. And you're right. My grandpappy and my daddy is gone, and this really isn't where my heart is. But I never thought I'd be talking about this on a podcast with y'all folks.
Did you ever think you'd be on a podcast at all?
No. When they said you want to be on a podcast, talk about the Hurricanes, I thought, man, I don't know what that is. If there's a free meal and or 20% off of reparations, I'm in.
That's what we got for you.
Boom, we're ready. You've got Craft Vapory 20% off coming at you.
And I think if you go to High Voltage Vapors with a Z, and there's when you order something in the memo, you can put, "I would like my reparations."
Well, what my reparations?
I will say that. I tell you, I do feel pretty liberated coming out here talking about my sexuality.
So you're coming out?
No,
other show.
No,
you're coming out.
Talking about your sexuality too? Yo, that's a beautiful moment.
Fucking podcasting guy, twisting my words about. Look, I'm gonna say something else. Then I do have another passion. Is this you really feel like this is a safe environment to be talking
very,
about?
This
very
is
safe.
Such a
it's,
safe
it's
environment.
It's so safe. It's so safe that Heather tells us safe stuff
all the time.
Matter of fact,
I'm the only one that's gonna hear this.
You're the only
Again.
One. You're the only listener to this program. Understandable.
Call back.
Truth is that, yes, I do love Queer Eye for the Straight Guy. Yes, TLC is the only channel I do watch at home, interior decorating. I also love to dance.
Oh.
I always wanted to open my own dance club, a little place for like-minded folk like myself to get together down south, have ourselves a good time till the cows come home.
And you can decorate it yourself, call it Prima Ballerina, have a dance room called Prima Ballroom.
I like the way you think. Maybe we should collaborate on this.
Collaborations.
I mean, I will run the whole bar, and I'll take 60%. You can take the other percent.
That's pretty good.
What
I
is
like
that
it.
Percent?
I'm not a businessman.
If you're taking 60%, Heather, what is the other percent?
The other percent is something that equals up to 100%.
I was going to say you can't 40. Have more than 100%. So no, not at all. Yeah. 60 is, that's the amount I
that is Coach Otis gets. We can always deliberate later.
That'll be fine.
Well, Otis, if you're going to stay with the baseball, at least this year, we hope you have
a winning season.
A winning season. Better over 500.
Just 400. 400 would be fine.
400.
I am contracted through the end of this season. But okay, I tell you guys what, this revolution that I've come today, it feels so good getting out. Maybe at the end of this, the old Otis put in his resignation.
To yourself. You have to put it into yourself.
I am the front office, so I do have to write an official resignation letter to myself, and then I will accept it, and hopefully I will let myself resign.
What will you write it on?
I'll write it on a series of memo pads.
Well, as long as you're going to sign them up, you're going to sign up your players with a new coach, you're just going to leave them high and dry like they were left on a roof in Katrina.
It's only 25% anyway.
Yeah, that's all we get left.
Baseball is
hopefully
all about
they've gotten a few more since then. It is. Or you only do, you know.
It's a rebuilding. Yeah, I'm confident we find somebody to fill my big Otis shoes.
Well, Otis.
It's been lovely talking to you.
Yeah, I'm. This is intense.
Come out to Dozer Park. See the Hurricanes take on the Peoria Chiefs. Who gives a shit who wins, right? I just want to dance. I want to, you know, call up, find me on Facebook. I'm going to start Otis, Benoit, and Tino Decorator. You come get me. I'll fix up your house, and I'll show you how to dance, too.
Oh, I'm sorry. No.
I was going to say, every Friday I expect some sort of YouTube video or something of your dance advancements that you've made.
It's funny because I've been recording myself dancing for years in the privacy of my own
home. Put it out there.
And I've got a back catalog about 3,500 dance moves ready to roll.
3,500?
I've been alive for a lot of days,
If you think
man.
About it, if you spent as much time on your batting
exactly.
as you did your dance, you probably would be in the Hall of Fame.
You probably would have batted 300-400 at least.
But you should see his moonwalk. I'm on Otis. I'm on your side.
That is my passion, but you make a valid point, and it's hard to argue with that.
It's very hard to argue with me. Molly's good at it, but nobody else.
A little bit less time learning how to Dougie and doing the Charleston. Maybe I said
can
a few
you teach
more
me how
runs.
To Dougie?
Man, I teach you how to Dougie and then some, motherfucker.
Well, Otis, good luck this season. Yes. Oh my God!
Holy!
I didn't mean to slap my microphone.
Holy cow!
What were you trying to accomplish over there doing that, though, girl?
I was trying to clap down here.
Thank you very much. Is that clapping for old Redis?
Clapping for old Redis.
Coach Otis.
Coach Ocho. Otis, thank you very much for being on the show. Thanks for coming in. I know, you know, as a manager, as the whole front office of a huge organization such as this minor league baseball team, you don't have a lot of time on your hands. But I think what you gave us, I hope we gave you a little bit back.
Yeah, absolutely did. I leave here a different man today, a man free and confident in who I am. Hopefully a few more seats filled in over at Dozer Park.
We're gonna go.
We'll
just,
be there.
I appreciate that, guys. You come down to Otis, and I'll get you some autographed baseballs.
All right.
And a couple of memo pads.
Will you autograph my baseballs?
Hey, yo.
Anything you bring down there, Scott, I sign the shit out of them.
All right.
I'll sign the shit out of them, motherfuckers. All right. Well, thank you, Otis. Take care of yourself.
Wow.
Thanks, guys. You guys have a good one. You guys are a bunch of sweet people. I'm out of here.
See you later.
I've never met a sports celebrity.
I don't really think it's a celebrity.
Sports
I think
anything.
Sports person.
Person who
a
likes
person involved
sports.
In sports. Well, he doesn't really like it.
Oh, person who thinks about sports.
Do you guys want to know what's coming up on the show?
Sure, sure.
What's coming up on the show?
Episode 189, 2009.
Hold on. Bring that mic down.
Episode 189.
Scott's like, you're a fucking asshole.
2000 Nerve Endings is now available.
I didn't want anybody to miss
you
that
title. You should
bring
the paper up.
Episode 190, an interview with Carrie Nation and the Speakeasy is now available. Episode 192, our next episode, inevitably titled What Goes Up Must Come Down, will be available on Friday, April 17th. And don't forget, Tuesday, April 14th is Ex-Spouse Day. Blake, you will have a busy day ahead
Jesus,
of you, my friend.
I've got text messages, emails, lawyers to call. It's a busy-ass day.
What are you getting me for Ex-Spouse
Day? Yeah, really? besides my child support.
What you're not getting because I'm not working. Right.
Also, Wednesday, April 15th is Titanic Remembrance Day. Not a day that doesn't go by that I don't think about Kate and Leo and what they went through.
Oh, that water was so cold.
I'm on top of the world. I'm king of the world.
But then, boom.
Boom.
They weren't any longer.
Take you down. It's a movie. I love you all. But you can imagine if it actually happened.
Oh. Can you imagine if that actually happened?
I can't imagine it.
Could it really happen? A big boat like that, it was unsinkable.
Unsinkable.
That's bullshit. It couldn't happen.
Also, please remember to submit any questions, comments, suggestions, quandaries, quips,
prenuptials,
contracts. Please submit them to Blake at IBWIP.
Yes, please.
And they will be dry humped into oblivion.
What I do with them is I print them out and then I staple them to a tree and I just fucking rub my clit on them because
fuck the shit out of
my clitoris has
2,000 nerve endings
up in this bitch.
Get it.
And if you like what you, well, I already said that. Oh well, no. And if you like what you hear, please write us a review on iTunes or Facebook or wherever you can find place to write reviews. YouTube.
You
can leave us comments on our YouTube videos.
iTunes.
Or just I recently left.
You left?
I left a review on iTunes.
Why did you leave it?
Because I really enjoy this show.
Oh, I thought you meant you left it like,
no.
Like goodbye.
No, review. I went on iTunes and logged in, and I left a review for IBWIP.
Thank you, sir.
Love the show. Please tell a friend and help us support the show. We depend on our loyal listeners to help get the word out.
Word.
And, you know, I am the loyal listener, and I get the word out.
Right, yeah.
I try. Yeah. I mean, I try. I'm sharing the shit out of it on Facebook. That's all I got.
Awesome. Thank you very much, Big E. I have no idea what goes on next because I threw away my piece of paper.
Has anybody seen Jason?
Oh, because
we need to end this show.
Hold on. Well, we can't. We're just going to sit here until
Jason,
I get
Jason, stop eating cookies.
I'm fucking my wife.
Oh, I hear him.
Oh, hey, Jason.
Sorry, guys.
The show needs to end.
Hey.
I tell you what, those cookies, you said they were bad, right?
Yeah.
They suck.
How's the sex, though?
It sucked.
It sucked.
Mediocre.
No, the cookies.
You're just saying that to make me feel okay.
The cookies were fine, and intercourse with your wife was very pleasurable.
She sucked. Nice.
Right. She sucked.
Like literally.
Like oh, yeah. Oh, that's you're not just like, being literal
yeah.
there.
Oh yeah, yeah. Exactly. Oh, yeah. What'd you think of it? Oh, I'm sorry. No.
Oh, hey. All right, folks. Well, thank you very much for tuning in to episode 191 of It Burns When I Pee.
You mix it around, it's 911.
911.
Who would do that though?
It's almost like we did 1,000 of these.
Who would have the?
It's ironic that show is its name because it literally does burn when I pee.
Oh.
Huh.
Every time.
Wow.
Good to know.
Hey, Heather.
Since when?
Stay away from that thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Heather. Watch out for her, Scott. Thank you very much for joining us this evening. Thank you for bringing Otis out of his shell. You single-handedly did it.
Who's that now?
Otis. He was
You missed Otis.
Otis. My man.
My man, mm-hmm. Otis.
He was a lovely man.
If anybody can tell, if any of the listeners can say, write to IBWIP, Blake at IBWIP, and tell me what movie that's from, I will give you a free koozie. Some stickers and a button.
What was from?
It's Otis, my man.
It's from Weird Science.
No, it's not from Weird Science. Shh, quiet. It's not from Weird Science.
No, it's not.
Believe me, there's no Otis in Weird Science. Big E,
yeah.
I feel safe when you're here.
I try.
The best security guard I've ever met. Thank you for vaping with me.
Thanks for letting me vape with you.
I just feel like we have such a bond now.
We do.
And Jason, thanks for heading back onto the show. Thank you
pleasure.
For taking care of all the things you take care of.
You're welcome.
And
I love you. I love you.
I really enjoy being around you.
I love you.
Do you think that's why you're single? It's because you say
because
that too
I
soon?
Love you?
No, because it's because you say that too soon?
Well, I got to tell you. Before we go on a second date, I have to tell you. I love Blake Clayton. Okay, so we're done. That's how all my second dates go.
The second date.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right at the very beginning of the second date, or do you say it before you ask him on the second date? Or you ask him during the text messages in which you're getting led up to the second date?
He's like,
those are pretty specific questions.
He says text message, he says, I have something to tell you before we start our second date.
And before he even picks her up.
He hangs it, Liz just leaves it hanging there so she's got something to think about when he goes to pick her up on the second date. Oh. And as soon as she opens the door, he says,
I love Blake Clayton. My dad has never listened to an episode of IBWIP. He just thinks computers and smartphones are pornography. Old people.
Sure.
I love old people. It's pretty old people. Except when they die.
Then you love them more.
Love them like there's no tomorrow. Because
sometimes there isn't for them.
Because there isn't tomorrow ever for them.
Old people die.
Tomorrow never comes.
If tomorrow never comes. Will she know how much I... It's a magnet.
Why? She know how much I hate her.
I wanted to shoot her in the pussy.
You got it.
Show's over.
What'd you just say?
I want to shoot her in the pussy. I'm not going to glue it. Shoot that bitch.
Staple that motherfucker.
Do you guys ever see that?
Why would you... What?
You would have to... It would be hard to shoot someone exclusively.
Oh, no. Not with the way I get him down.
She kicked me right in the pussy.
I take her, and she's shot. Somebody shot the sheriff, I shot the pussy.
Are you a blogger or a podcaster, or you're just not happy with your web hosts? You need to check out HostGator.com. You're going to find web hosting made easy and affordable. HostGator offers unlimited disk space, unlimited bandwidth, one-click script installs with a free site builder, and the best control panel out there. Stop by today and try a free demo to see how easy it is. And if you use the special coupon code, Section 8686, you'll save 25% off your web hosting packages. What do you got to lose? Check out HostGator.com and take a bite out of your web hosting costs.